Hello, my name is Alice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. How can I help you?
You sounded like a recording.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to find out if you have, I heard other states have opened it up like for people who have a high BMI or have diabetes or high blood pressure. Is Alabama doing any of that? Or you still have to be 65 or frontline?
Let me see if I can find. Oh, hold on.
Okay. Because I sure would like to get it. The vaccine, Dave, not COVID.
Oh, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
I just got over COVID myself.
Oh, bless your heart. How bad was it?
I didn't have to be in the hospital. I thank the Lord for that.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
You know, but, I've had the flu before.
Yeah.
And this is like the flu times 1,000. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah. I've heard it's bad.
Yes. When I tested positive, my doctor signed me up for the IV treatment, which keeps you out the hospital. Definitely works. My only symptoms was coughing and shortness of breath.
Yeah. Well, that's scary, though.
I started the shortness of breath, it wasn't so bad. It was like when I cough, I got the shortness of breath, and like doing certain activities. Like at the time I had COVID, I wasn't walking to my car, but like taking a shower, I would literally be
just wore you out. Yeah,
it just took everything out of me, and I literally would have to sit and focus on my breathing to the point where my doctor finally gave me an asthma pump. And now that I'm negative, and I've been negative a week now, I'm still suffering with the coughing and the shortness of breath. It's not as bad. It's not as bad as it was when I was still positive, but I am still suffering. And my doctor did explain to me that it's normal, but I wouldn't wish it on my best friend. They did. They reached back to me and said, to answer your question, no, they're not doing that right this second.
Expanded.
Keep watching the news. The news.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
We'll give you
checking your website, but
the news.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Information.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.